When looking at the Declaration of Independence, we note that it states the laws of nature and nature's God, that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement his divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, and 2 Roman Catholics, 1 was unknown, and 3 were claimed to be deist, which evidence does not support. We also know that out of the 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, 34% of these quotations in the framers' writings directly came from the Bible. But what preceded our forefathers? Have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact? This was the governing document of Plymouth Colony. You ever heard of the Plymouth Rock? Or the Mayflower, that famous ship? It was written by separatist Congregationalists who called themselves saints. Later, they were referred to as pilgrims or pilgrim fathers. They were fleeing from religious persecution by King James of England. So let's look at their Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. In ye name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland King, defender of ye faith, having undertaken for ye glory of God and advancement of ye Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for ye are better ordering and preservation and furtherance of ye ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, ye 11 of November of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, ye 18th and of Scotland, ye 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. Folks, it's also interesting to note, across the field from where the famous Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower landed is something called the Matrix of Liberty. Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called Faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with 1 foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is Morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of this statue is none other than Education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Another portion of this statue is none other than Law. Law is portrayed as a draped male, also holding a book. His chair is supported by Justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and Mercy,
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in real quick, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want you to listen to this carefully because this is kind of an oddity. It kind of conflicts with what we're told today. In America, again, through the mainstream media, colleges, education system, which is rightly the indoctrination system in America today, which is so well tolerated that the bad guys can go ahead and do what they want at will. I'm not being facetious. It's actually a fact. But just put this in the face of what you're taught. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts, that which is entrusted unto us by God, there exhibited. What a utopia, what a paradise this region would be. Now, if we all know the history, you know, of Jamestown, the first thing you see when you walk in, you see the Ten Commandments and you see Acts 2:38 on the right. And it's interesting when you walk outside of Jamestown, that fortified little town there, you see the first thing is a church. And so, again, you just go to all of our state preambles. You get the point. We're a Christian nation. We all know that, right? But imagine what John Adams said, that if everybody took upon themselves to make the law book of God, what a utopia this would be. What an absolute utopia this would be. Well, it used to be that. Matter of fact, if you go down and check out the history in Williamsburg, Virginia, one of my favorite places in the whole world to be, they'll teach you that this country was ruled by canon law, common law, and it still is. And this is one of the things that I want to get to before the end of the first segment, and probably into the second segment we'll pick it up and go from that point on. But it's interesting that when you look at who we are and where we're going right now, it is on a collision crash course at every given step. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And what I'm going to do is I want to show you what I'm talking about because, again, this is just insane. You all know how I've been bringing up the fact that these treasonous governors, forgive me, and these treasonous mayors are just completely being ignored while they're allegedly going after the illegals, and Americans aren't putting two and two together by coming to the conclusion that the said federal government and state governments working hand in glove, regardless of their party affiliation, they were all doing the same thing at the same time. And this is what they do, regardless of the fight that they put up in front of you. At the end of the day, they win, we lose. Okay? But what I continuously go back to is the fact that in the state of Minnesota here, we have none other than treasonous Tim Walz. And it's interesting that not just him, but governors across the country have committed the act of treason. They've committed the act of treason. Here, I want you to understand treason. The word treason, Webster's 1828. Treason is defined as the highest crime against a state, involving the overthrow of the government or betraying the state to a foreign power. Now, over the last couple weeks, we've seen Pritzker from Illinois. We've seen Hochul, all installed CIA-installed criminals. And we've also seen Walz allegedly being grilled by the good guys. And that's all the good guys are asking for concerning those that have committed the act of treason within the halls of government is an apology. Nothing more, nothing less. I want you to listen to this again. What is the definition of treason? It's the highest crime that can be committed against the state, involving the overthrow of the government or betraying you and me to a foreign power. Isn't that exactly what, going back to the point I was making a moment ago concerning Tom Emmer and him highlighting all of the treasonous crimes individually, and there was a whole plethora of them from start to finish? Did we all see the fact that he was claiming that he was committing the act of treason, and in fact, he was? So what I wanted to do is I wanted to look at the treasons, the laws in the United States of America, and what it says is in the United States, there are both federal and state laws prohibiting treason. Obviously, treason is defined on the federal level in Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution as only in levying war against the United States or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Well, how about this? How about not only giving them aid and comfort, but stealing our money and giving it to them as they illegally allure them in and treasonously allure them in? It defines adhering to the enemies of the state or aiding the enemies of the state and requiring two witnesses or a confession in open court. Okay, that's great. How about 5.9 million people in my particular state concerning the crime of treason? How about the whole United States at this point now knowing that Tim Walz, Hochul, and the other one, Pritzker, that they were allegedly grilling, are all guilty of treason? What is the consequence of treason? Anybody want to know that answer? Because I share it with you quite a bit, and I highlight it quite a bit. And so when I look at it, it says in the United States, treason is defined as levying war against the country or adhering to its enemies, giving them aid and comfort. As I said, the punishment for treason is severe, potentially including death, imprisonment for at least 5 years and a fine of at least $10,000 and a disqualification from holding any U.S. office. Okay, so here, I just want to show you how the game is played. If you go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, what do we see? We see that Donald Trump, his Department of Justice is suing, listen to this carefully, is merely suing Tim Walz in Minnesota for giving discounted tuition to illegals. He's being sued not for treason. He's not being held accountable for treason. He's being sued because Tim Walz is discounting tuition for illegals in the state of Minnesota. Let me just say it this way so you can understand Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Your state, and I'm talking to Minnesota right now, is being handed off through an actor that is installed to commit the action of treason against us by aiding and abetting the enemy by giving away your state and your money. Is that a joke? No. DOJ sues Minnesota for offering free and reduced tuition to illegal aliens. So wait a second. The illegal aliens are being deported but the ones that committed the act of treason are merely being sued. That's how stupid they think we are. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Wow. You know, again, it's like, here we are, right? The answer to America's resolve is right in front of our faces, and the American people sit back and they just can't figure it out. They don't understand what's going on. They just can't understand what the problem is. The governor, along with the federal government, state governors and the federal government, working hand in glove to neuter the law, the mystery of iniquity at work. Oh my goodness, what happens when there's no more law? Well, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Romans 4:15. If there is no consequence, nobody's afraid to commit the crime. That's teaching men the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. I mean, no wonder why we're being swept away, because the American people actually believe that we're a democracy when in fact we're a republic. We're ruled by law. And we're allowing the lawless to rule in the halls of government. I was just highlighting the fact that Tim Walz alone, I mean, I could add Gavin, I could call in DeWine, I could call in Hochul, I could call in Pritzker, I could call in Whitmer, all these state governments that have committed the act of treason. And the best that Donald Trump's DOJ, and here, let me put it this way, the best that America's DOJ delivers up, because the people are okay with it, is to sue Minnesota for offering free and reduced tuition to illegal aliens.
There is no, or there is nothing that's being highlighted concerning the crimes of Tim Walz and him being held accountable for the act of treason against we the people. Same thing in California, same thing in Ohio, same thing in Michigan, same thing in New York, and the list goes on. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Hey, folks, hey, the best thing that we can expect here is that, you know, the Donald Trump, the DOJ, that he can do whatever he wants to do with it. Instead of him scattering evil by sitting on the throne of judgment, what does he do? Well, he just kind of, well, you know, just plays it down just a little bit. Well, I'm doing my job. I'm going to sue Tim, not for treason, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and sue Tim Walz for, you know, reducing tuition for the illegals that he treasonously allured into our country. Okay. What happens when you let the devil run, friends? This is what they do. This is how they act. This was none other than a founder. And during the time of our founding year, and I'm going to give you another quote here as well. But let not men openly irreligious and immoral become your legislators. For how can you expect good laws to be made by men who have no fear of God before their eyes? Is that true? That's 100% true. And it's exactly where America's at today. Folks, it comes down to what you're tolerating. Let me go on with what this individual had said. His name is Samuel Langdon. It's Langdon, that's what it is. The Republic of the Israelites, an example to the American state, 1788. He said, let not men openly irreligious, okay, and immoral become your legislators, for how can you expect good laws to be made by men who have no fear of God before their eyes and who boldly trample on the authority of his commands? And will not the example of their impiety and immorality defeat the efficacy of the best laws which can be made in favor of Christianity and virtue? If the legislative body are corrupt, you will soon have bad men for counselors, corrupt judges, unqualified justices and officers in every department who will dishonor their stations, and the consequence of which will be murmurs and complaints from every quarter. Folks, you can complain all that you want, but don't complain about what you tolerate. And that's really what it comes down to. Donald Trump is coming after Tim Walz, he wants you to believe, just to go after him because of the offering and reduced tuition to illegals. Has nothing to do with Tim Walz. Don't tell me that they're not on the same team, friends, because absolutely 100% they are on the same team, driving the same narrative. I think I'd shared this some time ago with you when I was on her show several times. June Knight, who used to be a part of the, during the first cycle of the criminal tenure of Donald Trump, it was interesting that she said she was on his press corps. Okay, so she had access inside the inside and outside of the White House. And what was interesting, she told me during one of the interviews, she said, Bradley, people need to know what's going on here. And she said to me and our listeners, she said that what Donald Trump says around the table inside of the White House is the opposite of what he says when he comes out and speaks to the people. And I said, I can see that as clear as day, because I'm doing what the Bible tells me to do and I'm judging him by what he does. He can say whatever he wants to say, but the fact of the matter is we need to judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7, 16 and 20, right? And she said, yeah. And she said at one meeting there was some people from a foreign land around the table with Donald Trump, President Trump, because she was on his press corps, as I said, in case you're just joining us now. And she had said that other people from other countries started taking on the ideas of creating a two-party system like that we have in America, because they said the laws would be easily overthrown that way. Just put up two actors, put them at each other, pit them one against one another like pro wrestling, and just keep acting like they're at war with each other and let them go ahead and grind the laws down, because the people lose and corruption wins. Was she right? Mark 3:25? Absolutely, 100% she was right. Here, but just for the sake of, and again, I'm talking about law, and I'm talking about the scoundrels that people put in place of real statesmen and stateswomen. And I'm talking about, in contrast again, the good versus the evil, because what you have in front of you right now, Psalm 12:8, is the evil. And that's why you're seeing the vilest of men being exalted and the wicked walk on every side. Okay? This is the reason. And then we're going to get onto the show here today. Okay? This is just a reminder that 81% of white evangelicals, they can call themselves Christians all day long. Nobody rebuked them more than Christ did. But 81% of white evangelicals voted for a man who can't even name a single Bible verse, yet he claims to be a Christian, and stands against everything Jesus ever said or did. That is exactly 100% spot on. Yep. Just pay attention to what he says, friends. Don't pay attention to what he does. And yet the Lord tells us to pay attention to what he does. And if it doesn't line up with what he says, then you understand what you're dealing with. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment. How did our forefathers, by the way, going back to the act of treason, how did they respond to people that committed the act of treason? Have you guys ever heard of the story of Major Andre? This is a true story. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. And on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, and all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did so, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, people, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished concerning the act of treason, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the American cause. Justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. Well, friends, how did George Washington respond to it? Well, I can tell you this right now. If he didn't respond to it accordingly, according to God's law, according to his judgments and his statutes, we wouldn't know righteousness and peace within our country today. And we still have the ability to do so if we do the same thing that George Washington did in prescribing the law concerning those that are violating our Constitution and even going further by committing the act of treason. So with that, friends, I'm going to leave it there, but I just had to highlight it because, folks, the show continues. The dog and pony show continue on. If you want to know how you destroy your country, just keep paying attention to those that are doing the destroying. And those are the ones that are in the office right now that somehow or another were told by these evangelicals across the country that God has ordained him. Yes, indeed, he has, for the judgment of this country. And it's exactly what you're seeing happening on a 24/7 basis in this country, sad to say. And we need to get back to who we are, friends. We need to get back to who we are as one nation under God. Read Psalm 33, verse 12 when you get a moment as well. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we're just going to knock this down. The National Monument to our forefathers in Plymouth, Massachusetts is called the Matrix of Liberty. I bet you didn't know what I'm about ready to share with you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until In our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us, and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just wanted to let you know that we're going to be at the Picnic at the Park on Saturday, Parish Park. Parish Park is called Picnic at the Park. KHNC 1360 event at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th, again at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hope to see you there, friends. I want to get to this because one of the things that I do every time I start out the show is reiterate the point, remind you Americans that the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. I always make reference to President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America. Or sometimes I'll bring up President Buchanan, where he said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. And by the way, every president since the inception of this country, except Barack Hussein Obama, the first
foreign-born president who has no... Everything he did was unconstitutional. It should be rendered null and void, which it still has not been. He's still attacking the American people. I said earlier, look what happens when he let the devil loose. This is what he's doing. He's still attacking the American system of government. Remember when he left office, he went over to Kenya, and he did this twice. He said that he was the first Kenyan-born president. Well, he comes back over to America, and he sits there and denounces everybody as a bunch of lunatics for calling into question birth records, which have been verified as being false over and over. Folks, he had 47 different identifications. And by the way, him going to Columbia University, even his professor was asked the question about Barack Obama. He said he had never seen him one time in his class. So again, everything about the man was a fraud. That aside, every president has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. What's also interesting to note is that when you look at Thomas Jefferson, he's also the guy that said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Of course. And then when you look at Alexander Hamilton, I love this history, by the way. He said, for my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Now, remember, when our forefathers were talking about diversity, they were talking about having different opinions but still being rooted in the same principles, unlike today in the indoctrination system that's being thrown on your kids, okay? So they weren't divided, they just had different opinions concerning the principles in which they were established by. Alexander Hamilton also says, the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with the sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Of course not. Of course not. And then when we go back to English common law, and by the way, I have his law books right behind me, William Blackstone, he's the one that said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Again, I'm putting down the rock in which we're supposed to walk upon, friends. Not the one that they're trying to confuse you by. Not by the revisionists, not by those that hate our system of government, trying to convince you that the opposite is true as to who we are and where it is that we've come from. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what God's law permits, of course. And then when you look at the history of nations, for example, you see the French Revolution, and over 10 years after the American Revolution, did you know that the French are still into their 15th Constitution? Do you understand? America, you have the longest standing Constitution in modern history. Only the Lord can sustain who we are. Did you know that Brazil's into their 7th constitution, but you're still into your 1st? Did you know that Poland is into their 6th constitution since 1921, yet you're still in your 1st, Americans? Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1918, but Americans, you're still one nation under God, by the mercy of God. Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918, and yet Americans, you're still into your 1st. Let me give you an overview, just a short one, real quick. Did you know that 15,000 writings that were analyzed concerning the sources from our founding era? Did you know that they all came from the Bible? Did you know that 3,154 quotations and sources, the sources from our founding era, did you know that they were all extracted and derived from the Word of God? Okay. I've been on the radio for 20-some years now. I'm still waiting for all of these professed Christians to tell me the opposite is true, because did you know that a good portion of the nonsense and the revision coming out into the ears of the American people are coming from those that profess to be Christians denouncing their own heritage? No joke. 281-845-4704. Here I am. Don't talk about me. Don't talk around me. Here I am. 281-845-4704. Sources from our founding era. Did you know that the Bible is found to be most quoted by our founding forefathers? Absolutely, 100%. 34% of documented quotes were directly extracted from the Bible. Okay, again, folks, that's all you have to... Now, listen, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet.
You already see the bayonet, the 87 unconstitutional agencies that are being armed to the hilt, that are being leveled at you, Americans. Either you're going to be ruled by the Lord and you're going to hold them accountable to the law, or else you're going to be ruled by their sword. Either you're going to be ruled by the Lord or you're going to be ruled by the tyrants. There is no in-betweenites, Revelation 3. I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Americans, this is who we are. Separation of powers is directly from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. This is the tip of the iceberg, friends. Three branches of government directly extracted from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. Remind yourselves, friends, and listen carefully. Churches are already non-taxable. Look at IRS publication 557. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21, directly from the Bible. Did you hear what I said? Directly from the Bible. John Adams said, our Constitution was made for a moral, conformed to truth, and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Isn't it interesting? All those foreigners that are coming into America that are being allured into your country right now. Isn't it interesting that they are so highly interested in knowing what made America great that the first thing they do is go to Washington, D.C., and they look at all the Christian heritage. They want to know what made America so great. Well, they're finding out. But it's sad to say the posterity of our forefathers and what they look like and what they act like, again, it's like oil and water. One was genuine, one's a counterfeit. And I'm talking about what's going on in your country today because your churches are filled to the brim and over the brim with counterfeits. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. That's why they're saying it's okay to be gay. That's why it's okay to go ahead and advocate for what God condemns. This is what your politicians are doing. Again, that counters the very purpose as to what they're doing in our country in the first place. And in the halls of government, it's their job to uphold the law, not to tear it down. It's their job to restrain men from sin, not to pour gas on the sin and throw out the ideas and then blow it up with the use of the mainstream media acting like everybody's going along with it when in fact the opposite is true, and that's why you have me here for. And it absolutely is the truth. Listen, folks, without morals, your republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures to the good eternal happiness, what they are doing is they're undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of a free government. Free to do the right thing, friends, is Christianity. The liberty that you have at such a high price paid through the sacrifice of heroic men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyrants that you're now succumbing to in this country. You need to understand that freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do, not do what you want to do. And again, look at how far the American people have fallen. They've taken it for face value that somehow or another they're being told the truth from the mainstream media concerning those that have no truth in them. Those that serve the very enemy to mankind. John 8:44. Again, read it when you get a moment. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to begin to highlight something called the Matrix of Liberty. Oh, I see I have Jason Walker, CEO from KHNC 1360, up with me. I'm going to go ahead and pick him up on the other side of this break, and then when we're done with Jason, we'll get through our talk with Jason, and then what we'll get over to is the National Monument to the Fathers and the Forefathers. It's called the Matrix of Liberty. And what I want to do is I just want to lay a foundation again for you to put your feet upon the rock where you have sure footing as a people. That is another one of the purposes that the mainstream media are continuously inundating you with lie after lie. They want to confuse you. But the only way that you can be confused, friends, is when you turn your back on the living God. Read Daniel 9, 7, also 14, 33 First Corinthians. Okay? If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 281-845-4704. I see you up there, my friend. I will pull you up right on the other side. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got a special guest, Jason Walker from KHNC 1360, the new CEO out of Johnstown, Colorado. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bradley. It's good to be on Sons of Liberty. And, man, I just want to say, because I know this is a short segment, KHNC is here in Colorado. We've had Bradley Dean on for many years. And everybody loves Bradley Dean, but there is that one section of people, you know, because it is conservative talk radio. They just don't like Bradley Dean. And I get to hear all, you know, dumping on Bradley Dean because he doesn't like Donald Trump. And I just wanted to say right off the top, man, I can't wait for the rest of the next couple of years to go on, because I think a lot of people are going to figure out what you've been saying for years, that you can't be trusting a guy to fix the country's problems. You got to do it yourself.
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, I remember one time I seen Sean Hannity. This is 15 years ago. And I remember him saying something, I believe it was about Barack Obama and how Barack was transgressing the Constitution. And I remember Sean, in response of what Barack was doing, committing crimes against we the people and desecrating the blood of the men that are buried in Arlington Cemetery. I remember when he caught wind of what Obama was doing, and he said, well, I'm not like taking this personally. And I just thought to myself, I'm totally taking this personally. You're stepping on the blood of my brothers and my sisters that have sacrificed themselves to give you the freedoms that you have today. It's not an issue of the administration. It's not an issue of me hating Barack Obama in response to what Sean said, Jason. It's an issue of Barack Obama hating us by transgressing the laws that he has a privilege to be in office in the first place to uphold. And if he does the right thing, just like Donald Trump, I'll stand with him 100%. But if he lies, I'll stand up against him 100%. And Jason, that's what we're all called to do. And if we were principled, you know, because I see these memes all the time where they talk about, you know, Jesus Christ is my king, but Donald Trump is my president. Well, I take the time, Jason, in saying that, well, if Jesus Christ was truly your king, then Donald Trump wouldn't be your president, because you would obey the Lord and you'd actually bring forth the law and condemning the crimes of the very one that you're praising as your president right now. So let's get this straight. Yeah. I think what we have is we got some confused people out there that hate me for the wrong reasons. It's like, I'm not the one attacking the law. I'm the one upholding the law, Jason. Yeah.
They're blinded by the big red R that they're supposed to vote for. Unfortunately, people don't look past that. And that's why you're on the air at KHC, because I like the guys that have the energy and try to really get to the bottom of how things really work. And so having you over at the picnic at the park in Johnstown on Saturday is going to be fantastic. I want to tell anybody that's going to show up, I've been saying it on all the shows today, bring your own camp chair if you can. We want to try not to have to haul all the chairs and tables. We'll get a couple of tables and chairs over there for some people that don't have them. But it's going to be casual. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of people talking, and Bradley Dean's going to lead us off and have some fun on Saturday.
Amen, folks. What Jason's talking about is Picnic at the Park at Parrish Park. Again, KHNC 1360 event with Jason Walker. It starts at 10 o'clock. It's going to go till 4 p.m., and that will be in Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, 2025. Who are going to be the other speakers that are going to be involved, Jason? I'm curious.
Well, man, we got our morning show guy, Craig James. He does a show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'm going to be there. I do radio here at KHNC from 9 a.m. to noon. We're going to have JD, the Colorado Deplorable. He does shows. He's really doing a really good music show that's on 5 to 6 o'clock, which I really like. He's a big helper, helping me run the radio station. I'm going to have Tehebo T, one of our sponsors who does an infomercial show, and he sells that really highly healing, you know, can cure you of cancer, Pau D'Arco T, Tehebo T. It's going to be Milan Volkovic. He's flying out from California. He's going to be here. He's helped so many people. The advertisers are going to have them on. Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution, he has a gun store there in Longmont. He also has brought to us the Texas coin, which a lot of the gold customers and the radio listeners have been signing on with and making money. So there's just a lot of energy that's going to be around this event. And everybody, you get to just rub shoulders with everybody that's involved with KHNC.
Amen. Jason, I totally appreciate your time. And you know what? We have to do a show here up and coming. But for the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody about what's coming up there in Johnstown. And in the meantime, thank you for calling in. And hopefully I can kill the show before the end of this last segment, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Bradley. I'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, guy. Totally appreciate it. Again, friends, Jason Walker, Picnic at the Park, Parrish Park, KHNC 1360 event. Folks, honestly, I can honestly say out of the 160 affiliates that we've had on this radio station across the country, KHNC has been like a home to us. It truly has. And they're like family there. And again, I just want to say thank you to all of you folks. Last time we did an event, you packed the place and we just totally appreciate it. And this time we're going to take it outside if the weather permits, right? But again, it is Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360 event, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th. That is this Saturday. Now, let's see if we can't just go ahead. And I don't mean to chop this up, friends, because that's not my intent in any sense of the word. But I do want to tell you about the Matrix of Liberty, because most people don't even know that it exists. The Matrix of Liberty is in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's right by, it's about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, where they have the replica of the Mayflower, the ship, the Mayflower, the replica. And I'll tell you what, folks, most people don't even know it's there. Most people don't even know it's there. I want to go ahead and highlight what it is that you're seeing right now. This is the front of this octagonal national monument called the Matrix of Liberty, or the Monument to Our Forefathers. If you're not seeing this on social media platforms, that's okay. You can go ahead and check it out. Again, it's called the National Monument to the Forefathers of the Plymouth, Massachusetts. It'll come right up for you. But what I want you to check, folks, is at the very front of this octagonal statue is Faith. And it's a 36-foot classical draped female standing with 1 foot on Plymouth Rock. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. Isn't that interesting? The pilgrims, or otherwise known as the saints, were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if she is addressing those, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." Also wanted to let you know, folks, that when you look at the monuments to the forefathers, or the Matrix of Liberty, it's also important for you all to understand that it was between the Statue of Liberty, which was given unto us by the French, or it was the Matrix of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty won. If the Statue of Liberty was not there, this is what would be in front of your faces right now. This one right here on social media platforms is called Morality. And it is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. And on one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets, Deuteronomy 5, Exodus 20, Romans 13 of the law, and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. I can't make this up. This is just wonderful. It truly is. Now, when we go to the next one, this one's called Law, and I'm going to go ahead and paint the picture for you listeners, but this is the Matrix of Liberty, and another side of this octagonal statue is called Law, and Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by Justice, a woman with a scale and a sword, and Mercy. By the way, I have it right in front of me. I always keep it in front of me, folks. Then when we go to the next one, what we have is we have Education. Again, no joke. This is called the Matrix of Liberty, friends. This is who you are. Education is draped, and it's a woman that's draped pointing to a book in her lap, and the small figures in the niches to the right and to the left of her chair represent wisdom and the youth. The importance of the young people, friends. Okay? And then what we do is we go over to Liberty. This is another sign of this octagonal statue. This is who we are. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion skin, cradling a sword in his right hand and holding a broken chain in his left. The figures in the niches on the side of his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low. What are they talking about? What do you think they're talking about, friends? If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And what did our forefathers tell us? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. They threw off the corrupt tyrant across the pond. That's what this represents. Liberty. Liberty, liberty. And then when you go to the very back of the National Monument to the Forefathers, and I end the show with this, it says engraved in the pillar, I'm going to go ahead and get this, National Monument to the Forefathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. America, Don't forget where you came from. Talk to you in 23. See ya.